Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Faith Walk Podcast. I just had something laid on my heart the other night while I was at work, and I just want to share it with you guys. Hopefully you enjoy and get something out of this. Thank you. God bless. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Faith Walk Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about feeling lonely. And this is just something I had. I was experienced, felt like I was lonely up at work. Just something I was experiencing. When feeling lonely, it's easy to get sucked into a depressive mood. I've experienced this numerous times, and I've allowed myself to be taken over with lies of the enemy that basically say you're not good enough, no one wants you, you're ugly, so on and so forth. To follow up with, no wonder you are alone. Countless times, instead of remembering what God has said to me, or God says about me, I should say, I decided to listen to the lies of the enemy. You know, God sent his son to die for us. He also sent us the Holy Spirit. In John 14, 13 through 21, it says, it shows Jesus saying that he will not abandon us as an orphan. We are never truly alone, and it amazes me still today that God is everywhere. This goes back with my past topic of how do you fight your own battles, or how do you fight your battles, not your own, but your battles. How close are you in your relationship with God? I believe everyone goes through a season where they have felt alone and as if God has let them. Surely this is not true. Sometimes I feel we do too much talking and not enough listening. No, don't stop praying. It's not what I'm saying, but we need to take time to listen for his voice. I think that if we took more time to listen, we would hear him. Sometimes it may sound so distant that it may be so distant that we can't hear it or think we can't hear it. But I tell you, God has not left us. In these times when we feel alone, we need to press in harder and not waver. It's easy to doubt and harder to do. So in a sense, I'm saying it's easier to doubt that God's not there instead of pressing in and doing the harder thing and sticking with it. Giving up is easy and staying the course is hard. However, staying the course always pays off in the end. Jesus again says in John 20, 29, speaking to Thomas, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." And I also would think blessed are those who hear him without having actually seen talk. We know he's there, yet sometimes we are like Thomas and say, "I won't believe it till I see him." I think that, like I said, I think this applies to hearing as well. We won't believe he is there unless we hear him. And I've experienced where it could just take a minute to hear his voice because I became quiet and still and listened. And then there's times where it seemed like days, weeks, and months before I've heard something. And you may be going through the same thing. But I tell you this, again, press in and don't give up. And I wanted this episode to be more kind of like a little devotional versus a full podcast. Because that's what it was to me. It felt more like a devotional versus a podcast. So I guess it could be a podcast devotional. Hey, there we go. Maybe a new segment. I don't know. But I wrote down this prayer. It says, "Thank you, Father, for hearing me. Even when I don't hear you, I know you are there. Father, I ask you to keep my faith strong and help me keep on the course you have laid out for me." Amen. I appreciate you guys listening to such a short podcast devotional. I guess devotionals are technically supposed to be short to a degree. But again, I appreciate each and every one of you. If it sounds like I'm a little somber, a little down, I'm not. I'm just, I'm not fully awake yet. But again, I appreciate each and every one of you listening to this. If you guys like this, want me to do more of this, please let me know. Only way I'll know is if you comment, subscribe, share, rate it. You know, all of those things that I always ask you to do. This episode's not going to be monetized because it's a devotional, and I don't feel devotionals need to be monetized versus a full-length podcast. But anyway, we're about 6 minutes into it, and again, I can't thank you guys enough, especially on the last podcast. I'm up to 11 listeners. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. It doesn't matter if I get one or I get 100. I'm still going to appreciate you guys and give the glory to God on that. But with that, I say thank you so much for joining in and listening to this devotional. You guys have a wonderful day, blessed day, and just God bless. Thank you. Hey guys, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in to this devotional podcast, or podcast devotional, whatever you want to call it. But again, I appreciate each and every one of you. I just wanted to come back and say thank you so much for the listen. Again, this is not going to be a sponsored segment, so you don't have to listen to any ads that I'm aware of. But yeah, you guys are amazing. I appreciate each and every one of y'all. If you like this, like I said, please like, subscribe, share, comment, rate us. Let us know that you want more of this. And again, thank you to everybody that's listened all over these past few podcasts. You guys are amazing. I hope you guys have a fantastic day, fantastic week, and a blessed day. Thank you so much.